Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Courtrooms and the presidential election. I welcome Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online and Thaddeus McConnor of American Greatness. We begin, however, with a detail, a lawyer's detail that looks profound. The departure of the attorney Joe Tacopina from Mr. Trump's courtrooms for the Jean Carroll libel trial and the Alvin Bragg trial to do with, well, I can't summarize that. It has to do with the deception and the payoff of a celebrity woman. Gentlemen, a very good evening to you. Andy, because you're very cautious about what attorneys can and can't do in a courtroom, they're not magicians, it strikes me that Tacopina's withdrawal is puzzling at this date, at this late date. Is it because he has a full calendar elsewhere and these trials, the Alvin Bragg and the Carroll, are likely to drag on? That's not the way I read them. Bragg is scheduled for March, but it's very unlikely it'll start then because of other considerations. And the Carroll case is just in the amount of award that the jury's going to give her. It doesn't require facts anymore. So Tacopina's departure, do we have an insight into that?
Well, good evening, John and Thaddeus. We don't have an insight that we can rely on as if it, you know, came directly from Tacopina or Trump, because neither of them is talking about what the breakdown was. I suspect that it has to do with the fact that former President Trump put Tacopina in some very difficult positions in the first E. Jean Carroll trial, where Trump did not participate in the case, didn't come, didn't testify, didn't help present a defense, and yet carped from the sidelines incessantly about the case, with the result that Judge Lewis Kaplan, the presiding judge, was consistently admonishing Tacopina to get his client under control. And, you know, Trump obviously can't be controlled or can only be talked to a limited extent. So now flash forward to the second trial. Last weekend, after Judge Kaplan conclusively said, as you just mentioned, John, that he can't defend himself on the merits, the only thing at issue in this case is the extent of the damages, Trump went wild and started to post stuff about Judge Kaplan on his social media site. And I think Tacopina probably just decided that, like, there's a limit. Life is too short and there's a limit to how much aggravation you want to put up with. So, you know, Trump has other lawyers and he decided to get out, but I don't think you'll see him again in any of these other cases.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Yes, Andy, when someone withdraws from representing a client, there are some guidelines and ethics that have to be followed. Can you give us a general idea of what those are?
Yeah, one of the things is that you can't leave the client in the lurch. So it would have been problematic, for example, for Tacopina to step aside if there were no one else there to represent Trump. But, you know, he has an array of other, my array is overstating it, but he's got other lawyers. The other thing, Thaddeus, that's important is that a lawyer has a continuing duty of fealty to the client even after the representation ends. And I think that's a big part of the reason you're not hearing Tacopina have anything to say about why he stepped aside. And it's why it makes me think that there was a breakdown in the relationship between the two, because if it was for some other reason, I think we'd hear about it. If it's because of some, you know, internal objection that Tacopina has to some of Trump's direction of the case, the fact that he's not going public with it would be consistent with his continuing duty of fealty to Trump.
The Alvin Bragg indictment, the Fannie Willis indictment in Georgia, the the Jack Smith two cases, the Florida case having to do with documents and the D.C. case having to do with January 6th. All those line up to be courtroom, 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 in and out for the remainder of the year. You have posted a very thoughtful piece presenting the possibility that this was all a very careful plan by the Democratic National Committee or whoever is the genius over there to make certain that not only was Donald Trump going to have a very high profile to the Republican primary voters, but also it would deliver a banner headline after banner headline during the election cycle in late this year that would be to the advantage of Joe Biden. I've said it as diplomatically as possible. I believe you said it's working perfectly. Is there no hesitation then after we've had the Iowa vote?
No, I don't hesitate at all because, I was reacting, John, to some coverage where I actually heard some commentators say after Iowa that Democrats woke up this morning and they realized that the plan didn't work, that, Trump has come out of Iowa stronger than ever. And I was very puzzled by that commentary because I thought the plan was to get Trump nominated. In fact, I think that the planners would be surprised that Trump seems like he's on the precipice of locking up the nomination already, even though we haven't actually had a primary vote yet. This was only a caucus. But I have always articulated my understanding of the plan as use the fact of the charges and the timing of the charges to galvanize the base so that the Republicans got behind Trump and other potential Republican candidates who would have, in my view, been stronger candidates against Biden would then not be able to get traction because the Democrats want to run against Trump. And then they figured the way this would play out is later in the year, you start to have the trials and all the bad evidence comes out and perhaps he gets convicted. And we've seen in some of the polling that if he were to get convicted, the bottom falls out of some of his support in the battleground states. And at that point, the audience that they're playing for is no longer the Republican primary voter. It's the nationwide voter where Trump is not nearly as popular. So I think the idea was get him nominated and then, the bad stuff comes out and you try to crush him in November. And to me, that plan is working perfectly right now.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Yes, Andy, I agree with you. I've written about this as well. Yep. Back last year. But the second shoe then becomes the most obvious as well, doesn't it? If the Republicans rally around a martyred president in the face of these political prosecutions, the next step is to remove their weakest candidate and put somebody even stronger in their place, isn't it?
You mean for the
Biden
Republican?
For Biden all of a sudden to decide that maybe his health requires him to take a leave of absence and not run for the nomination, and they find a stronger Democrat? Because I think you might have seen it, Andy. There was a poll recently showing that Trump and DeSantis are 3 points and 2 points respectively ahead of Biden right now. And that's within the margin of error. The one who's defeating him soundly was Nikki Haley at plus eight, which tells me that they're deathly afraid that if Republicans actually don't do what you're saying and nominate somebody else, they have a huge problem with Biden in place, and they're going to take care of that one way or another.
Yeah, well, I think that if Trump is the nominee, there's a strong chance that Biden will be the nominee. And I think right now it looks, I would rather not Trump be the nominee. But it just looks like a fact that he's pretty much got this locked up. We'll see in the next couple of weeks, of course. But I think if Trump's the nominee, Biden, barring 10 months is a long time. He's a aging man who is in, it seems at times, failing health and certainly not as sharp as he was at one time. So a lot can happen in 10 months. But I think if Trump is the nominee, Biden will probably be the nominee, barring, some other unforeseen thing. But that if Trump is not the nominee, yes, the Democrats are going to have to do something to move Biden out.
The question is the calendar, always the calendar. It's an election year, And the weeks fly by. We're already very close to New Hampshire, which can answer these questions. So we're going to turn to the courtroom calendars next. They become a calculation for, following Andy and Thaddeus's reasoning, a calculation for the Democrats as they plan their return to the White House. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.